does it mean to invent a paycheck?
I think it means financial freedom and independence.
Welcome to Inventing a Paycheck with Mary Goulet and Heather Ryder. I'm Mary.
And I'm Heather.
Oh, much to cover.
So much to cover. I love the idea of inventing a paycheck because it puts the control in my hands. It puts the control in your hands when you're inventing your own paycheck.
Yes.
Not in someone else's.
I don't know what it feels like anymore to get a W-2.
Well, I think that sometimes it would feel really good.
Yeah, right. Would you pay me a W-2, please?
Hey, where do I pick up one of those W-2s? And where do I pick up one of those paychecks?
You know, the people that who are employed, who have an employer.
Mm-hmm. Which is most people.
Yeah.
Which is great.
They're just limited in what they can earn. It's their salary.
Right. And I always felt like also when, because we've all had W-2s before. We've all worked for people. And if you're working for someone right now, you totally know what it feels like to. It's a great thing. There's so much security that comes with getting a paycheck and a W-2. But there's also some insecurity because you never know what's going to happen with the company. You're at somebody else's mercy.
Right. But anymore, we're going to show you how you can, I don't know, get your side hustle on while you're
keep that W-2.
Yes, keep the security of the W-2 and get a side hustle. So today's show, all four segments are going to be covering different questions to ask yourself. We'll be asking you and maybe just jot down some notes about what your answers might be. And if you are the kind of person that would do a side hustle.
That's where inventing a paycheck starts. It really starts with a side hustle. Because I do believe and I do know that people can't give up their paychecks. That if they have a job right now, they can't give up that security. And I would never recommend that they give up that security until that side hustle or that invention of their own paycheck can then tip it in the other direction.
Yeah, so the people we're talking about, yes, people who have a job, J-O-B, that's great. You can always find time to maybe not binge watch Netflix, which, raising my hand, I love to do.
Seriously, I'm into a new one right now.
So am I. Like, oh my gosh, I have to stop watching so I can get something done.
Done, I know.
So we do have more time. If you have a clear idea, you'll find the, excuse me, you'll find the time to figure out how to get it going. And then there's always the mom with a couple kids at home. She doesn't want to have to go back into the workforce, but she's got an idea. A lot of very creative people.
There are so, everyone has a creative side. Even if you think that you're just more, you know, right brain or left brain or whatever, I think everybody has a creative side and there's something inside. People are always, it's just human nature to seek solutions for problems. And we all encounter different problems and we all try to come up with different solutions. So inventing a paycheck is part of one of those solutions.
Yes, I've been saying that phrase for years because I was like, okay, I need to earn X dollars. I was going through a little financial struggle. And I just started seeing opportunity, seeing something, looking at the world differently. Like, I need to do this and do it now.
And we've talked about how you were talking about our friend who is a comedian.
Yes.
Who sees funny.
Yes, because he's so witty, so quick. And I asked him, how do you do that? How do you just find the funny? He goes, I see funny.
Yeah. And so if you are an entrepreneur, if you have that spirit in you, you see opportunity, you see solutions, and start to envision independence and freedom to call your own shots.
Yes. And so think of like Shark Tank, watching people and hear their stories about how they came up with their idea. What problem were they solving? What area of the market did they see needed to be filled? It can be pretty much anything. I remember when I first wanted to start writing, I read something that said, if you want to be a good writer, go to the bookstore and thumb through the category of books that you're interested in writing. So let's say you want to write a travel book. You go to the bookstore, You start thumbing through what other people have done. And it will give you inspiration such as, oh, I wouldn't have said it that way, or I would have described it like this. And it brings out your inner muse.
So when I was into enameling, which I still am in, but I've kind of put it on the side because
really?
My side
because
hustle is taking over a little bit. Yeah. But I would buy all those really expensive jewelry magazines, those DIY jewelry affair, jewelry making, because it inspired different ideas. And to see what other people were doing inspired my own creative ideas. It's not that you're copying people. It's just that you are, it's helping to spark the creativity inside you. And then I have to say that I did lie a little bit at the beginning right here.
Oh, boy.
I know. You know, when we're talking about financial independence and creating your own paycheck and it gives you the independence and freedom?
Yes.
It's not really true completely.
Okay, which part? Fess up.
So when you create your own paycheck, which we've done, it doesn't mean that you're independent or that you're free. Because now all of a sudden, you kind of shift your independence and freedom. Granted, you can call the shots and you can do work when you want, but that limits you in what you make. So my independence and freedom from a W-2 or from somebody telling me what I need to do is now shifted to my customers.
Very true.
So a lot of my freedom and a lot of my independence depends on them. So it's all, you know, it's like a constant, there's a shifting and a prioritizing that takes place also. So although I do feel like I have the independence and freedom of earning my own paycheck,
There's a responsibility
to others. And so I think you only have true freedom and true independence when you're independently wealthy and you don't need to work anymore and you're just laying on a beach ordering cocktails.
Yes, but that gets old after a while.
I don't know. Does it?
Well, you know what? If in your nature and my nature, you would start figuring out a new cup holder for those cocktails at the beach.
Yes.
And
or a new cocktail.
One. Exactly.
New shaker, whatever.
I think once you become an entrepreneur, a minor side hustle built into something or discarded and a new one comes up, you do make that muscle work. And before you know it, it takes over your life. And you're like, oh, I can do a side hustle on this. Oh, I can do a side hustle on that.
Okay, which is like side hustle ADHD.
It is.
I am inflicted with that. And I don't mean to make light of ADHD at all, but I cannot focus sometimes on one side hustle. I have the donut side hustle.
Which
and
is
I'm
hilarious.
Also looking at a jewelry side hustle, and I'm like, why am I doing this
and
to myself?
And how about the podcast side hustle?
Well, this is not
the most fun.
This is what I love. This doesn't even feel like work.
No, it's great.
That's the key.
Yes.
Find something that is your jam, that you just love to do, that doesn't feel like work. And granted, we are starting over with this radio show because we're inventing a new paycheck.
Yes, in a simple way.
And it feels simple because we're doing what we love.
So
when it feels hard,
when we get overwhelmed and we have to think through too many details, we have to step back because we're complicating it.
Yes, and I have been very good at that in my past.
I'm
trying to be better about it.
So we're keeping it simple. We're doing a live radio show and we're looking for a platform.
Yes.
So we can deliver a newsletter to your email, give you the archive shows in a podcast format, MP3. And we're creating digital products that can help you with whatever side hustle you want to do.
Simple.
Pretty simple.
That's our mantra. I do believe it's important to find a mantra. Our mantra for the next 6 months, or maybe it's for the rest of however long we're doing this radio show, is to keep it simple. Because we have been guilty of complicating things so too many times.
Yes.
Mary, why do you do that?
I know. Why'd you do that, Heather? You talked me into so many stupid things. So
it was so easy.
I know. Okay, let's do that. Squirrel. Shiny silver object flying by outside. Let's go get it. Wait, we were working on a project.
Remember this that we were focusing on? Yeah. So what does it mean to invent a paycheck? That's kind of that. Inventing a paycheck is the title of this show. What does it mean to invent a paycheck to you?
Inventing a paycheck is finding something to do, and I suggest a service outside of a product in the beginning, because a product implies, or doesn't even imply, it is a money pit if you have to make a prototype and that kind of stuff. So that's service. Unless you're already making a product, that's fine. But we're going to cover this in the next segment because I have some points on why choosing a service first and also how. How you're like, oh, that sounds so easy, Mary. Well, actually, it's right under your nose.
So many things are right under our nose. Even today we were talking about, you know, what we're going to do the show on, and it was right under our nose because we're just starting the show and we're talking about inventing a paycheck. Why not talk about what it means to invent a paycheck and how you can do it at home?
Yes, and we'll give you a few tips in the next segment about that. And pretty soon you're going to go, oh my gosh, I get what they're saying when they say see opportunity.
And how you can get started. That's coming up next on Inventing a Paycheck.
A new paycheck for yourself.
Well, tell me. I'm just kidding. Right?
Well, okay. So in the last segment, we were talking about seeing opportunity. So welcome to Inventing a Paycheck with Mary Goulet and Heather Ryder.
Yes. And so during the break, we were just talking about being behind your idea. And if you're an entrepreneur and you're starting something and you want to invent a paycheck, you really have to have the idea that you can be committed to, because inventing a paycheck takes commitment, it takes persistence, it takes belief, it takes so many different aspects to make it come to fruition.
Right. So I'm going to give you a little story about my brother. My brother is a very kind person, very, like, sticks to a routine, has structure. He's a controller at a company, so he does their books. So he's always been saying to me, I want to find something to do on the side that I can do during retirement, which is a ways off anyway. And one day he goes, oh my gosh, why don't I teach people what I do for my family, which is creating wealth? I've been in the financial world for 30 years. Duh. So he jumped on it and created a website, an online course in helping people automatically build their wealth for retirement.
And you should give him a shout out. You should tell people what that website is.
Oh, yeah. The number one, onedriveratatime.com. So he just puts you through these, I think, 9 drivers. Do this, then do this. Do this. And he gives you worksheets and everything.
He's very methodical, Peter.
Yes, he is. Peter Guler, my brother. OneDriverAtATime.com. And it's so cool because here's the thing. Once he figured out what was so obviously right under his nose, he took off.
And it was sitting under his nose for a very long time.
It was his nose. You know what I mean?
And the thing is also, if you're sitting at home wondering, how do I know if what's right under my nose, if my idea that I've been sitting with for a very long time is a good one, is it if you can't let it go.
And it's so easy.
Easy.
So here's another thing. Peter is very, he's not necessarily exuberant. He would never do radio or videos. Until he came up with this idea. Now he's got his own YouTube channel that he does these
which is shocking to me because I know Peter.
Yes.
And he's just the kindest, most gentle, but kind of always quiet.
Yes. Now he does podcasts.
Mm-hmm. So YouTube videos. Uh-huh.
It's crazy, but it's effortless to him because it is so much a part of him. You know, savings plans, budgets, investing, and his program is really straightforward and can help people. So my point again is, once he figured it out, it was the juice that drove him.
Yes, and then it just flowed. I also believe part of what it takes to succeed is starting.
True.
You can dream about something. You can think about something. You can envision something. You can go to sleep with the idea at night. You can wake up with that same idea. But it will always be a dream unless you actually take action and then you just start. Starting is the hardest thing. Like someone said, going to the gym, the hardest part is walking through the door. It's opening the front door. It's not being in the gym, doing the work.
True.
It's opening the front door.
There's the mindset around it because, you know, also we've got to be around people who inspire, encourage, and motivate us. And that's what Heather and I are here to do.
That's like being in the gym.
Yes.
Once you actually get into the gym, you're around people who are inspiring you to burn a few more calories, lift a few more pounds. You know what I mean? It's just like the inspiration's inside the walls. It's just getting through the front door, getting through the first barrier, and that is just opening the door.
Yes. So write down all of, for Peter, it was so funny because it's what
he what was did it take him to start? That's what people who have that idea who haven't started quite yet or are afraid or they keep dreaming, but what was the impetus? What was it that drove him to open that front door and start? Granted, it all started flowing and he started finding that inspiration once he was within the walls of that. But what got him in the door?
Okay, so when he told me this is what I want to do, I want to teach other people how to build wealth for themselves because I have this proven system that I lived by.
That's working for him.
That's working for him, and he did. I said, well, why don't you create an online course? What's that? I said, you create modules, and you give text, you know, like words, audio, video, worksheets. And he goes, I can do that.
Was it someone just giving him the permission? Is it someone giving you the permission? Because I think a lot of people sit with ideas, and sometimes their loved ones or friends, they don't feel like maybe they're behind them or they're questioning them or they don't have the confidence in their idea.
I think when I said, that's great, make an online course.
You gave him the permission.
Yeah, I just said, go for it.
And a first action step.
And it was funny. And I gave him resources. I said, go look at this site. Go look at this person's. Because again, look where at what you're trying to create. Somebody already created it. You're just going to like, oh, I like that business model. Okay, I'm going to try that. And he was so enthusiastic. It's so effortless that every little task I suggested, he did and went beyond.
So he found his own. Once he started, he found his own, like you said, juice to find other things to do beyond even the suggestions or the permission that
I've been working on an online course for I don't know how long, and he's already started it and completed it and put it online and has a price point to sell it. Everything's done.
Okay, so what does it take you to start? Like, you've already started the course, and does someone need to give you permission to not be perfect and to just better done than perfect?
Yeah, right. Right now, I want to get our platform solidified.
Yes.
So another thing Peter did is that he started researching these different platforms.
Oh,
what?
I'm hitting my head on this microphone. That's my problem with starting. Is selecting a platform, deciding on a platform because there's so many options out there that drive me bonkers. Too many pickles in the aisle.
Yep. Oh, Mom, will you go pick up some Sterling asked me the other day, will you get some pickles? I'm like, oh, no, don't make me go down the pickle aisle. I have no idea which one to pick.
There's so many options now.
There's like 200 different kinds of pickles. No, I won't buy pickles.
It used to be that there was just dill and sweet pickles.
Sweet gherkins.
Yep. And now dill. There's butter chips and there's a, I don't know how many varieties of dill pickles, how many varieties of sweet pickles, how many varieties of butter pickles. I don't know, but I agree. The pickle aisle is a very dangerous aisle to go down.
It's intimidating.
It's so, and that's the same thing as online platforms. It's like, yes. It's like trying to choose a pickle.
Well,
it puts you in a pickle.
It does.
puts you in a pickle. It seriously puts you in a pickle because then you just don't do anything. Like selecting a platform for me has been the genesis of my inaction because I haven't given myself permission or whatever it takes to just select one and go with it, whether it's the best or not.
Well, see, that's where
I'm we do something? Can we interview people with platforms and then just make a decision?
I think we should.
Let's do that on our next show.
Yes.
So if you're thinking about online content, radio show, podcast, media, if you have a service, if you want to create any kind of info products or anything like that, you do need coaches.
Yeah.
I mean, there are so many different platforms for different kinds of coaches, whether it's an athletic coach or a professional coach, a personal coach. Like, there are so many coaching
and consultants, yes.
And consultants out there, but there's so many platforms for them. It's crazy. I kind of have the top four in mind.
Okay, go.
Oh, I have to.
You don't want to tell me yet?
Oh, no. We've gone over them. So we've talked about Kajabi. We've talked about Podia. We've talked about Thinkific.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've talked about Mighty Networks. So you get to go on this little journey with us at home right now because we're trying to decide which of those four is the best for us.
And we have some have like a zillion things, memberships and all that you can do. We're not ready for that. We don't want to do that yet.
We've done it before.
We have. But we're in our keep it simple, stupid, Heather.
Oh, yeah. Did you call me stupid, Heather?
Yeah.
No, or did you mean keep it simple, stupid? Oh, Heather.
So we do our live radio show.
Mm-hmm.
Then we post it as an MP3 podcast. Put a newsletter out. We have an email database. And we have digital downloads that we can...
Yeah, that we have great interviews and guides and all that kind of stuff.
Yes, so that's the platform we need.
That can deliver all of that.
Yes.
And I'm sure there's people listening who are saying, oh my gosh, if you have gone through this as well, then we need to hear from you.
866-977-2346. Give us a call.
Because so many people are going through the same thing, trying to find out. And you know that they are. Oh, already into another episode.
Okay, so in the next segment, we're going to be talking about, do you have the traits to invent your own paycheck? We'll be right back on Inventing a Paycheck. Necessary to create and invent a paycheck?
I certainly hope so.
Well, if you're...
We're doing a show on it, so... Oh, that was a rhetorical question.
Kind of was. So welcome to Inventing a Paycheck with Mary and Heather. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder.
Okay. So...
Traits. Do you have the traits that it takes to invent your own paycheck? What are those traits?
One, you have an innate drive. You have to have, like... something that you know you can tap into if you have the right inspiration and encouragement. One, do you have a vision? You got to have a vision. You got to be able to see the world and see opportunity in it. And sometimes we get stuck in our little stay-at-home or work, at whatever it is, like box. We get up, we take our shower, we have a routine, we drive to work, we eat at the same place, we come home, we do the same routine when we get home.
We all have our own mental cubicles, right?
Oh, very good. Nice phrase. Yes. So we have to be able to break out of that. And sometimes switching up the way you go to work, you know, how you drive there, or a different route, or when you get home from work, instead of plopping down in front of the TV, maybe just go for a short walk around the block. Anything that will shake up some dust in that cubicle in your mind, in the halls of your mind.
There are scientific studies about how good it is for your brain to do things, if you're right-handed, to do things with your left hand, you know, because it makes you, it fires off different synapses in your brain. So I think the same thing, if you break up your routine, if you turn left every day, maybe just turn right and go a different route. It does break up those synapses and just the routine of life.
Yes, so if you can do that, you'll start to get, maybe this is possible. And you want to kind of live in that world. And one of the biggest things for me to be able to go from zero to six figures in inventing a paycheck, multiple paychecks, I had to be like a tugboat mentally. I went after everything. But then I would be able to turn right very quickly if it wasn't working, or turn left, or turn around completely. So I always look at it that I used to be the Titanic.
Mm-hmm.
Do you get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. To be the biggest ship on the ocean is not necessarily the best, or the most agile, or even the most fun.
Not when you're trying to navigate to more money. You have to be able to turn on a dime and be a tugboat.
And tugboats are persistent, and they think they can, and they know they can, right? And so I totally agree. And I do think sometimes you have to be willing, as a tugboat, to set the big ship free if it's pulling you down. Do not go down with the Titanic if you're the tugboat pulling the Titanic. And I think that has been, sometimes I've fallen into that, pulling the Titanic along as a tugboat.
Yeah.
And it just, sometimes you just feel your tail end going back, because you know you're being pulled down by the Titanic. And so sometimes you just have to cut the ties,
Where was I? I think I was on vacation somewhere in Mexico, and literally they had little boats tethered to a larger boat, not as a huge, just guiding it into port. So having the mentality, like, here's the caveat to it. If you're a tugboat and you can change your mind, change course, start something new, stop it quickly, people are going to look at you like you're crazy, like you're wasting time. What are you doing? I thought you were doing this opportunity. Now you're not doing that anymore. You're going to be doing this over here. It's part of stretching yourself.
I have had that question asked to me so many times.
Yeah.
You know, wait, you're not doing that now? You're doing this now? And because I do think as an entrepreneur, you do have to have that. I completely agree. I think you have to have that tugboat mentality. And maybe even you are the tugboat to your own dream. Maybe it takes the tugboat. Maybe it's not, you know, hauling around somebody else's big ship. Maybe that big ship that you're tugging around is your dream. It's your vision. But you have to be the tugboat to get it into port.
Exactly. So I envision the tugboat zipping around this huge ship, making sure that it's guiding
the course.
Yes. And to keep with the ocean thing, sharks were born swimming. So I know how to relax when I want to relax, but I'm always swimming.
Yes.
In some way, shape, or form, I'm swimming always. I have my notebooks next to me at all times, or a book that I wanted.
But that's fun for you, too.
It is fun for me.
You know what I mean? So that's also part of your vision and what works for you, and having that, being able to jot down an idea, or that's what, it helps you relax.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Those little notebooks and those little journals and dreams, those are your relaxation. That's where your inspiration and motivation, really comes to life.
Yeah, and I can be busted doing some task work while watching Netflix. What the heck?
Yes. Okay, so we're also talking about the traits, the being persistent and being consistent.
Yes.
Like starting, we talked in the last episode about you just have to start. But then once you realize, once you get into the gym, and like you're saying about the sharks,
yes,
you keep going. You have to be persistent and you got to keep showing up.
Well, and another thing with being an entrepreneur, your time is your own. Now, if you are working outside the home and this is going to be your side hustle, you have to be organized. You really need to kind of jot down these things probably should be accomplished this week. Like my brother talking about Peter with onedriveratatime.com, he would make his to-do lists, but he works full time during the week.
Right.
So at night, after the kids are settled, he would go to his task list and do something.
Efficiency.
Yes.
You have to work on efficiencies. And so I also believe part of getting started can also sometimes involve just getting organized and purging things. So let's say your closet's a mess or things just keep getting stuck into drawers. And I mean, this is really getting simple. But if you have clutter, sometimes just starting the act of decluttering your life, even if it's just as simple as decluttering your closet, can help you release your dreams. You start decluttering physically, and you can start decluttering emotionally and mentally and spiritually.
And, you know, there's so much truth to that. And if you guys don't believe us, try it out.
And let us know what it works for, if it and works at all.
I'd
be curious. Think it works.
I've been living in my house for 30 years.
Yes.
And I went through my powder bathroom has these built-in cabinets of stuff from the girls' hair things and whatever. I went through and completely purged, organized, did the same to the closet. And it's weird. It just kind of releases some weird bogged down energy when you do that. And I never can start work with a kitchen sink full of dishes.
Oh.
Has to be cleared out.
10:30 last night. I was exhausted. I had a long day, but there were dishes in my kitchen sink and I knew it. So I got up out of bed,
went
my little pajamas down, and I just started scrubbing
the
dishes, putting them in the dishwasher, start the dishwasher, scrub the sink, clean out the coffee pot so that it's ready to go. So I just have to push the button in the morning. And this morning I woke up, and I was so glad that I did that.
Isn't it amazing?
I
do the same thing.
It's the decluttering and starting organized and being efficient, because being an entrepreneur puts on so many once you start. Once you open that front door, there are so many different levels of things that you have to do that are going to create more clutter or more tasks. So you better have everything like buttoned up as much as possible so that you can succeed.
Well, you know,
this is about succeeding.
Right. And that saying, if you want something done, give it to a busy person.
It's so true.
So people who have a job and then they want to do their side hustle a little bit during the week and when they get home at night or on the weekend, they're probably more efficient than someone who has an open calendar trying to create a side hustle.
Yes.
You have to, like, schedule. Like, I didn't bring my calendar with me, which is, like, I feel naked without it. I write down things in advance for each day during the week that I know needs to get done and check them off. Otherwise, I can get caught up doing laundry.
Who can't?
You know what I mean?
I mean, everyone can. It's so easy, right? But when you do have those efficiencies and you have that little list for yourself and then you start checking things off, you feel so empowered. Even if it is something as simple as cleaning out the garage, when it's done, it's just like goal accomplished. Next,
yes.
next.
Yeah, and so for me,
that's what it takes to be an entrepreneur.
It does. You have to have self-discipline.
Uh-huh.
And then disciplines throughout the day and week to keep you on track.
And recognize it's not always going to be fun.
No, there are some tasks that I just don't like to do.
And sometimes being an entrepreneur and starting your own side hustle can be really bad.
But
there are going to be really bad days.
I will say this. If you do create a side hustle and you're making some money, love that, because you're going to find another side hustle or expand the current one. Okay, so in the next segment, how do you stay inspired and motivated? You're listening to Inventing a Paycheck with Mary Goulet and Heather Wright. We'll be right back. Welcome to the show. I'm Mary Goulet.
And I'm Heather Ryder. And that music just like gets me inspired and motivated.
I know. That was fun.
I think music can inspire and motivate you on a daily basis.
Yes. And so long ago when we were working as Momstown, there was a local master's student class that did a study on Momstown. And I think they did a survey. What would you want out of Momstown? And the top two responses were inspiration and motivation.
Hands down.
As an entrepreneur, we need to be inspired and re-inspired, re-motivated, being encouraged. Not because we can't do it ourselves, but there's just a lot to juggle, and sometimes that gets lost.
Yes, and the good thing about listening to this show, and we're going to create kind of... We go back and forth because we're looking for the right platform, and we go back and forth with Facebook and all that kind of stuff and creating a community. We're not looking for, like, creating a community. It's, a lot of times people are, like, looking to create a community to just sell things to them. That's not what we were looking for. Like, I think community should be about inspiration and motivation and finding the people that are like-minded and that can keep you inspired and motivated.
Well, and you're going to hit the wall. You're going to run into obstacles.
Remember when
or
we did the big break?
Yep. Yeah.
At Momstown, we used to do this thing called Momstown Big Break, and we would put people through. It was like a 4-week coaching thing, and in the 4 weeks, in week three, what happened to every single person in week three?
It was weird. They hit the wall, and we would take their calls, and they'd say, "You know what? I don't know. This is
let's do that
hard.
With Inventing a Paycheck."
Yes, and so the whole vision for Inventing a Paycheck, the radio show, is to have you call in and tell us what your idea is. No one's going to steal it, because if they can't get their own off the ground, they're not going to take yours.
Because it's not about having a new idea. It's about executing on an idea. And
exactly.
People don't even execute their own visions, let alone your vision.
Right. So no one steals. It's in our 20-year history of working with entrepreneurs, no one's stolen an idea. Maybe a domain.
Tell that to Mark Zuckerberg.
Yeah, right.
Or the people.
So we want to hear from you what your idea is, what you're inventing, how you're inventing a paycheck. And here's an example of why I bring this up. I got my daughter a leased vehicle when she started driving, and I'm driving my boyfriend's 10-year-old Prius that's breaking down daily. It's crying. It tells me to stay away. Don't get in this car anymore. So what do I need to do? I need to go get a new car payment. Not just a car.
Payments are no fun, right?
Right. So I decided I'm not going to take the money from what I'm currently earning to pay for that monthly payment. I have to invent a car paycheck. Do you know what I mean? I have to invent a paycheck around for the stupid car. So how can I earn, and I'm just making up a round number because I don't have the car yet, anywhere from $300 to $500 for insurance and the car payment, I need $500 a month that I need to invent.
That's just dedicated onto that.
Just invent that much money. So if you want to invent a paycheck to pay for your kids' schooling or their vehicle or college or something for you or for vacation, whatever you want to invent a paycheck for.
I have four households to support.
Right. Three boys in school.
Going to be in college in September.
Yeah.
You might be listening to this afterwards, and then you know that I have three kids in college now.
Yeah, so...
Whenever you're listening to this episode.
Exactly. You need to invent a paycheck. So...
For four households.
You need to come up with a number.
Right.
And I think you have to have a number for each invention you have. Now, invention doesn't mean you have to sell a widget. It can be a service, which I recommend because a service is your time and energy.
Yes.
So you want to show up here because Heather and I are really good at encouraging people. And if we hear something that's like, we've done that mistake before, don't do it. We'll tell you all of our mistakes so you don't have to make them.
Because we have invented paychecks in so many different ways, and then we have lost paychecks in so many different ways.
But technology is on our side now.
Well, it is, but here's what I'm going to say is, even though from the lost paychecks, so many great lessons learned, which makes us money, which makes us money and paychecks in the future.
Yes.
And today. Like, I'm able to invent a paycheck today because of the paychecks that I lost in the past.
Yes.
Does that make sense?
Yes. And we don't want you to overspend.
Overthink.
If you start overthinking, then you start to feel overwhelmed.
I overthink too much.
Yeah, and then I just keep going back to my notes. I want it to be a very simple process. Come to the studio, do an hour of the radio show, make it a pod, turn it into a podcast, which it is.
So if you have Googled us or you listened to us in the past with Mom's Town and Mary Goulet and Heather Ryder and or have bought a couple of our books or whatever, you know that we've gone through some ups and some downs. We've made paychecks, we've lost paychecks, but with this, what we're doing is going back to the beginning, and I think that happens for a lot of people. Go back to the beginning and figure out what worked in the beginning, because when you go back to the beginning and you hit restart or refresh,
yes,
you get a chance, and you could do that every day. What worked? What doesn't work? Stop doing the things that don't work anymore and just focus on the things that worked. Because when you do that, you simplify. You can take out a lot of the
noise. I know.
It's weird.
Weird you knew that word.
Right, when I did.
Yeah. So if you have any questions, all right, we don't have our platform yet. But
that's how new this show is.
Yes. This is our second 1 hour time of doing the show.
Okay. What? But here's the thing. If we had waited to do the show until the moment that we had the platform all buttoned up and then we had our graphics in place and we would still not be starting.
Exactly.
Sometimes you just have to start.
Better done than perfect.
Better done than perfect.
So,
and start.
Yeah, do something.
It's okay if you don't have everything, if you don't know all the answers or you don't have everything ready to go. We don't even have a website.
We don't even have our platform.
And we're doing a radio show.
Yeah.
What the heck?
The site will catch up to us. And we'll have 8 episodes that'll go right up on it immediately.
Exactly. But the point is, we're starting.
Yeah.
You got to start somewhere. You got to open the door.
Yep. So I'm really excited to get the call-in community back up and running. Because you do become a tight community when...
Taking calls
is the most fun because we get to know you. You get to listen to our stupid sense of humor.
We get to listen to yours.
Exactly. And we kind of... It's like a little mini mastermind. You can tell us what's going on with you and we can offer a thought. And we've had callers call in to help out a previous caller.
Yes.
Which is fun. Hey, will you tell Linda
that... And taking calls from around the world.
Oh.
I mean, we've had calls from Australia and Germany and different parts of Europe and Hawaii and Alaska. I mean, just from all over the country. And
because inherently, people want to feel like they're taking control of their financial freedom.
Yes.
And $500 a month in a side hustle could go... pay off a debt or go into retirement or pay for a vacation at the end of the year. You never know. It's worthwhile getting that extra $500.
Yeah. Set the goal and then start.
All right. So we will be back with more and hopefully a solution to our platform. Thanks for listening to Inventing a Paycheck with Mary and Heather.